Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
Temple County girls and boys soccer wrapped up the 2023 season over the weekend at the 4A East Regional Soccer Tournament. Starting with the Camel boys, they were eliminated in the first round by Sheridan on Thursday, losing 3-0. The Camel boys finished the 2023 season with a 2-11-2 overall record and were 2-8-2 in conference with 8 points apiece. Camel boys head coach Chris McMackin is looking forward to next year because of all the underclassmen that will be returning.
You know, I think any time over half your starting lineup includes underclassmen, you know, you kind of come in realizing it's probably going to be a tough season, you know, kind of learning experience as you go. But I'm super excited for all the kids we do have coming back next year. You know, a lot of them gained valuable experience and learned a lot this season. So I'm super excited to have all those kids coming back next year. You know, unfortunately, we're going to miss a couple of the seniors that do graduate, but I think we're going to have some great underclassmen willing to step up next year and fill those couple spots. So unlike a lot of the teams we played throughout the season who were fortunate enough to start well over half their starting lineup with seniors, you know, we didn't have that this year. So I think we'll be in a good spot next year where they'll be kind of more in the rebuilding process like we were this year.
Moving over to the Camel ladies, they too were eliminated by Sheridan at the regional tournament on Thursday, losing 1-0. The Camel ladies finished the 2023 season 7-7-2 overall with 23 points and 6-5-1 in conference with 19 points. Camel ladies head coach Stephanie Stuber is looking forward to all the young talent that will be coming up for next season.
You know, looking to next season, we got a lot to look forward to. You know, our main goal will be to make it to state. We'll have a lot of freshmen coming up, so our lineup may look a lot different than it did this year. We're just looking at who's the best players and who to play in what position, and we'll be ready for that state berth next year.
What are you going to be looking for, Stephanie, from the freshmen that will be coming up in the event they could get some varsity playing time next season?
Yeah, you know, always as a varsity player, especially those freshmen, you know, just looking in to see how much they can contribute, even if it's just a little here or there, but really stepping up and then just showing themselves as a freshman that that's the role that they need to be in. So, you know, really just pushing them to not be nervous, not be hesitant, and just work the hardest they can for their team and for themselves.
That's it for your Basin Radio Sports Update. I'm Colton DeBias.